This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos, in for Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. So imagine you wanted to make a business deal so badly that you handed the other guy a blank check. And then after you'd given up so much, the other guy said, no thanks. That's the position the United States may be in this morning in its dealings with India. The U.S. negotiated a nuclear deal with India in 2005. It allowed India to keep its nuclear weapons, but still get help with civilian nuclear power, among other benefits. The deal dismayed some opponents of nuclear proliferation, and yet India is coming closer and closer to rejecting this deal. We've called Soumini Sengupta, South Asia Bureau Chief for The New York Times. She's in Calcutta. What's at stake here for the United States?
Well, there's an enormous amount at stake for the United States, for India, and for non-proliferation rules. There is a lot riding on this deal for the Indian government, and particularly for the Prime Minister, Manmohan Singh, who not only saw this as a way to get the technology required to build up India's civilian nuclear energy program, but also a certain status as a nuclear power. He has not yet been able to sell that to his allies in the Indian government. That doesn't mean that he won't eventually be able to sell it, but for the moment, he seems to be hamstrung.
I want to make sure I understand this. The Indian government negotiated this deal. It got terms that much of the world found to be favorable, in fact, too favorable, but there's a little minority party that's part of the government that could tear the whole thing down if it doesn't destroy this deal.
Exactly. And it really speaks to the fragile nature of the coalition government. The Congress Party-led coalition cannot maintain its majority in parliament without the Communist parties. There are four small Communist parties who, you know, rule two states out of 28, and they have made this their sort of touchstone issue. Now, whether they will actually get more votes among the people by this form of anti-Americanism remains to be seen, but be that as it may, that's sort of their ideological objection. This means India is deepening its friendship with the United States, and that's not something that they support.
Is that what the United States has wanted to do all along, actually, is deepen its friendship with a strategic country?
This is certainly part of a much broader relationship. Both sides, both the Indians and the Americans, have repeatedly said that. So that's the big question mark. To what extent is the nuclear deal really just its own bilateral agreement, and to what extent is it really a touchstone? And by all appearances, it is. The nuclear deal is the touchstone of this new relationship. If it ultimately fails, it would call into question the credibility of this government, and certainly it would rob the Bush administration of a significant foreign policy legacy.
If you walk around Calcutta or New Delhi, how much do people talk about this nuclear deal in India?
Well, you know, nuclear nonproliferation is not an issue that's likely to play in Kansas. It's not an issue that's likely to play in Uttar Pradesh. In other words, it's not an everyday bread-and-butter issue on which voters will make crucial decisions about who they vote for. However, if the communists pull their support for this coalition government and that prompts early elections, that will force all the parties to face the people in early elections. And obviously that's not something that any of these parties, particularly the ruling Congress Party and its coalition partners, want. The Prime Minister last Friday made that very, very plain. We are not ready to confront our allies and force an early election.
Soumini Sengupta is South Asia Bureau Chief for The New York Times. She's covering a political situation in India that threatens a nuclear deal with the United States. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.